yeah. Got a friend of mine up in the White Mountains, just got himself new four-wheel drive Ranger, Ford Ranger. And I was out four-wheeling last weekend, and I got to this point, I was really wishing my Raptor was a half inch narrower. Got to take it to the Sanderson Body Shop. Took a little dent on the back end. But boy, that Ranger looked like a really neat, it was the first one I really got to see up close. And boy, that's a nice vehicle.
It would have gotten through your area?
The Ranger would have made it through scratch free. I'm carrying a little scar right now that we're gonna have to get taken care of. Folks, if you're looking for a new vehicle, I can't encourage you enough to get over to Sanderson Ford, who have had the same promise for 65 years. No hassle, no pressure, no nonsense. It will be the best car buying experience you could ever possibly have. So get over there and take a look at some of those. They've got hundreds of F-150s and 250s to pick from. They've got the Mustangs. They've got the Escapes, the Expeditions. They've got them all. 65 acres of vehicles to take a look at. The weather's getting nice, so you can get out there and walk around, stroll at your leisure, stop at the Starlight and Diner and grab yourself a shake and a cheeseburger and finish shopping and buying at Sanderson Ford. And of course, John always likes to say, you can do it completely from your home. Shop
from home, buy from home, they deliver.
And they deliver. Sanderson Ford.
We've got our weekly to-do. We've got our most popular article of the week. We've got a little bulletin, but we've got callers. So let's do that first and foremost. This hour, the On the House Hour, 10 o'clock hour, our third and final hour of our Saturday morning broadcast is for you, the Arizona homeowner. Whatever you want to talk about, your home, castle, or cabin, 1-888-767-4348. That's 1-888-ROSIE for you. Text questions to 411-923 or email info@rosieonthehouse.com. And we had a texter wanting to know, how can I listen to that last hour, the 9 o'clock hour? It'll be up on the podcast generally by noon, Gary. Yep.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. 12:30.
So,
yeah.
That's 1 hour that if you're a young home buyer, you listen to it and you put to use what we say over the course of a lifetime. If you follow that advice, you'll have $1 million in your pocket. So it's probably worth an hour listening to.
It's also worth listening to because I had no clue about that.
Neither did I.
No.
It's coming, baby. It's coming. All right.
But next, Mike's coming. We're coming to Mike's house. How about that? In Mesa. Welcome, sir.
Howdy, y'all. I've got a plumbing problem. I've shut off all the water in the house, and the needle still runs at 1 to 1.25. And my utility bill has increased probably $50 a month. So where do I turn for help on that?
Let's see.
Well, the first thing I would do, you obviously know where your water meter is.
Mm-hmm.
And it's constantly running even though everything's off.
Correct.
Is there a turn-off valve to your irrigation system?
Yes.
I would turn that off and go back and look, and then it'll at least tell you if it's something
leaky
running in the house or if it's something leaking on the landscape.
Did that.
And?
Still spinning.
And it's still at 1.
It was still spinning. So that tells us it's something into the home that's leaking.
Is there any moisture around the water meter?
Not that I know of. I have to dig around. The box is all full of leaves, but not that I can see.
You haven't seen. Is your hot water heater electric?
Of course.
Okay. You haven't seen your electric bill spike up, have you?
No.
Okay. So it's probably a cold water supply line leak that we're going to have to track down. And there are specialists on leak detection. Some of our plumbers have the equipment. Walker Plumbing, Stampede okay. Plumbing would be two that would have the equipment necessary to find that. But you, Mike, you definitely have a cold water supply leak somewheres.
Okay. Okay, well, that's why I needed to know.
Yeah. Call either one of those two companies and have them come out and take a look at it and see if they can troubleshoot it and find that leak.
And for everyone else listening,
that's a lot of water.
Rosie asked about $50 a month on a city
That's
bill.
A lot of water. Yeah.
He asked about the water heater because most common leak is in the hot water supply side. The constant heat and expansion and traction that happens with the hot, cold, hot, cold, hot, cold usually wears out the heater water supply line faster than the cold water supply line. So if you ever step on some place in your home that's warm, you know, that's an indication there's a hot water leak under, you know, that's where the water line is running underneath the foundation, and that's where the hot water is leaking. But didn't sound like that in this case, cold water line. And, you know, a lot of times it could be as simple as a toilet that's constantly running, or something you're asking for water that's constantly running.
They can be hard to track. They can really be hard to track, but they're trackable. You just got to get the right guy with the right piece of equipment. So I hope that helps. Every week we take a look at what people are asking us at Rosie on the House. Sometimes I'm surprised at what's the most inquired topic of the week, and sometimes I'm not. One of the most inquired that we've had for the last several months is, should I use elastomeric ceramic paint on my house? Well, if you want to know the answer to that, just go to rosieonthehouse.com and put in the search engine ceramic elastomeric paint, and you'll get my answer for that. I am not a fan of elastomeric paint on vertical surfaces, and the extra cost of ceramic paint is big, and I'm not sure I've ever seen real hard, fast evidence that you ever get a return on that for applying it to the outside of your house, unless your house is a metal shed. Then you might see some benefit. So there you go. But this week, only people wanted to know about woodpeckers. Now, that's in March and April, right?
Generally speaking, but that's what they... Why do woodpeckers peck holes in my roof? And a lot of times, we actually track that to their feeding habits. They are chasing, you know, what they can tell and hear is burrowing insects crawling through your wood decking on your roofing. And a lot of times you can eliminate that by having your house serviced by a pest control company to eliminate the food source.
Yeah.
So the woodpecker then goes and finds another source of food.
Hummingbird feeders will draw woodpeckers. Water supply like a fountain or bird bath will draw woodpeckers. If they've created an area of shelter, if they're poking a hole in your roof, chances are it's a flat roof and it's a foam roof. And it's going to be really hard to put something on that. It's impossible to put something on that foam roof that will keep a woodpecker from pecking a hole in it. But people ask, well, how about on the side of my house? Well, I will tell you this. We have found hot sauce to work pretty well. If wherever they're pecking, you would take some Tabasco in a spray bottle and just spray the area with Tabasco, it generally dissuades the woodpecker from staying at that particular location. If it's on the side of your house, you can also take a 4 mil plastic, staple it to the siding, and not allow the bird to grab the siding with its talons, its feet, and that plastic will keep it from being able to mount on the siding to start pecking, possibly also dissuading it. If you catch them in the act, taking a little spray water, a hose, you know, your lawn hose and a nozzle sprayer, spraying them down is another discouraging. So you don't have to eliminate the woodpecker. You just have to eliminate what's drawing them to your property. As a matter of fact, woodpeckers as migratory birds are protected. So I would greatly dissuade you from thinking Don't offer any mortality options to the bird. You can dissuade the bird.
Game and fish will find you for
that. That's right. That's right. So we have several articles on our website about, we have homeowners that have said, look, I've strung old CDs on fishing line off the side of my house, and that scared them away. Owls, plastic owls, will work for a time, but not very long. You actually have to get up and move the owl regularly if you want it to work long term. We also have a homeowner down in Tucson that has rigged up a compressed air tank to an air horn.
That's right.
Anytime a woodpecker is particularly attracted, they love fireplace chimney spark arresters, especially in the spring, because a woodpecker establishes their mating zone by making as loud a noise as they can. And the louder they can make the noise, the bigger a mating zone they have. So they find those metal spark arresters. And if you've ever had a woodpecker, we've got a fireplace in our master bedroom, and that woodpecker starts pecking on that thing about 5:30 in the morning, it's like someone shooting a machine gun off inside your fireplace. It will wake you up. But Tabasco sauce there works pretty well as well. And they actually make a product called Ropel that you can order. And it's a very sour, distasteful spray product that you can also spray on whatever area the woodpecker seems to be attracted to, and that can discourage them as well. So there's just a few tips on keeping a woodpecker from eating your house.
And it looks like it changed the name. Contec used to make it, but I can't find it. But if you type in motion-activated scarecrow, it comes up, and it looks just like it. So I don't know if it's a knockoff brand or if, you know, there's a new manufacturer that bought the product. But what it is a motion-activated sprinkler. So you hook up your hose to it. You turn the hose on. It takes a 9-volt battery. You point it in the direction that you want to keep the animals away. And you can actually daisy chain it. So if you needed to put 3 to cover your entire south wall, and every time it catches that motion from, you know, people walking or animals or whatever the case, these sprinklers send about 10 bursts of water in a rotating mariner, and that can aggravate them enough to keep it away. There's another option.
There you go.